Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Skype keyboard shortcuts. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today I'm going to talk about Skype accessibility, specifically the keyboard shortcuts. These allow you to do things like answering calls, hanging up calls, going to your contacts and conversations panes. And they work essentially across all versions of Skype from very early versions to now. And enabling them is a bit interesting because you need to go into two different places in the tools menu in order to do it. And every time I reinstall Skype, I have to re-remember how to do it. So I just thought it would be a good tip to show. Now, I pulled up Skype and I'm going to go into the tools menu and show you what we have here.
Menu, tools menu, extras unavailable.
We need to go into both the accessibility submenu and the options dialog box to do this.
Change language submenu, accessibility submenu, extended keyboard navigation checked.
That's what we need to enable. We need to enable extended keyboard navigation. It's already enabled,
accessibility,
so I won't worry about that.
Extended keyboard
what
navigation
other
checked.
Other things are in here.
Screen reader mode checked.
Screen reader mode is helpful. It just helps Skype know that you're using a screen reader and it needs to enable the hotkeys. I guess it's just added protection. I think it also reads certain things in more detail. I'm not exactly sure what happens if you don't have it enabled. I don't notice much of a difference, quite frankly.
Extended keyboard navigation checked.
And those are the only two things in the accessibility menu,
accessibility
submenu. So extended keyboard navigation is checked. But you also want to make sure in the options menu that your hotkeys are assigned to do things. Sometimes when you install Skype, the hotkeys will not be assigned any functions. So they'll be there, but no functions are assigned to them. So we want to make sure that they've got things assigned to them to do.
Change extras and options.
And so we go into options.
Leaving menus, conversation list, list view, Jim Gretsch, away.
And
audio settings.
We need to find hotkeys. And it's all the way down at the bottom, practically.
Sounds. Video settings. Skype access. Privacy settings. Block contacts. Notification settings. Alerts and messages. Sounds. Call settings. Call forwarding. Voicemail. Video settings. IM settings. IM appearance. SMS settings. Advanced settings. Connection. Hotkeys.
Very bottom. So when you open this dialog box, it puts you in a list, and you just arrow down until you find it.
Enable keyboard shortcuts checkbox checked.
Enable the keyboard shortcuts. You need to make sure that's checked.
List box action. Answer call. Hotkey. Alt PG up checked.
And then you need to check all these hotkeys. It's kind of annoying. You need to make sure that they're all checked to do what they're supposed to.
Action. Answer call with video. Hotkey. Control Alt PG up checked. Action. Ignore call not checked. Action. Hang up. Hotkey. Alt PG DN checked. Action. Focus Skype not checked. Action. Search for people on Skype not checked. Action. Mute microphone not checked.
If I wanted to mute the microphone, I checked that.
Change selected shortcut button. List box action. Mute microphone not checked. 707. Action. Search for people on Skype not checked. Action. Mute mic. Change selected shortcut button. Save button. Change select. Set hotkey for mute microphone. Edit. Shift checkbox not checked.
There's nothing selected. So how do I
edit?
Try it. How do I make it work? Okay.
Shift checkbox not checked. Control checkbox checked. Alt checkbox not checked. OK button. Cancel. Edit.
OK, so that's it. You have
shift
control and control.
Checkbox Alt checkbox not checked.
And alt.
OK button. Cancel button.
Select.
Edit.
And I'm going to just simply type in the edit box, hit the page down key.
Shift check. Edit. PGDN.
And
shift checkbox not. Control checkbox checked. Alt checkbox not checked. OK button.
Hit the OK button.
Skype trademark options. List box action. Mute microphone. Hotkey. Control PGDN not checked. 7 of checked.
There you go.
Change selected shortcut button. Save button.
Save.
Skype trademark 3 Aaron.Edgar. Jim Gretsch. Await.
And I'm going to see if this actually works
Echo
by making a test
Echo
call
100.
To the Echo Sound Test Service. So I'm going to hit Control 1 to make sure I'm in my contacts pane, which I am anyway, contacts pane. And I'm going to make a free test call.
Jim Gretsch. Await. Join Jimbo Downen.
And it will read the Skype contact.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
This call quality is very bad, And I'm going to do this hotkey, see if the microphone is muted, and then see if it unmuted it. This call quality is very bad. And I'm going to... There you go. See? It's muted.
If you are able to hear your own voice...
Menu bar, seven child, unlock.
So that's basically how you do that. In order to make sure that hotkeys are enabled, you need to do a couple of things. Go into the Tools menu. The first thing you will want to do is go into the Accessibility submenu, check Extended Keyboard Navigation. Make sure that is checked there. Enable Screen Reader Mode while you're at it. Then you want to go into the Options menu and go to the Hotkeys, which is the last item in the list. Make sure Extended Keyboard Navigation is checked. And then make sure all the hotkeys that you want to do things are checked. And if you want to do something that's not checked, you have to create a hotkey for that if it doesn't have one assigned to it already. So I've gone over how to do that. It took me ages to figure out that all those things had to be done. Once you get that finished, though, it is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time.
Gold Wave, Untitled 3.
You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.